Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, on drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, come and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a come and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started in fight, just to strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a status. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a status. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a status. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a status. Crips and blood, crips and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. No conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds that bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start
to
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Control our destiny. We owe it to ourselves to live happy eternally. Oh, love is what we've been looking for, and love is what we've been searching for. Now that I got it right here in my hand, seems like I'm gonna spread it all over the land.
Love, right in the nick of time,
found love,
what are
trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our ass. Well, and if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, Marvin Gaye has said it best. Don't you dare deny him. The one who makes it rain, he makes the hail, the snow, and the rain. The Almighty God that originated the heavens and the earth still sustains us today. We are, again, the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Whose land? We say it's our land. The land we have had and held, many of us, for 1,000 years before Columbus came on our land. And always remember, in quadruple, triplet, and covering down on everything that you know only a handful of people can ever fit on a slave ship. Oh, my, my, my. We're so happy tonight to be with you. I am your host, the Sheikh Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem. We're in that beautiful city of Washington, D.C., and we're rocking coast to coast. We're talking tonight to our vast listening and our vast participating audience. We plan to have our beloved brother, the brother Imhotep, the Baba Imhotep, to give us more understanding, and it might even have the good Sheikh to come back from Sankofa. And we had a great show on Sunday, and the lines are lit tonight in the spirit of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, with a couple of announcements that we will be at the memorial service for our beloved soldier, our beloved National Field Marshal, in the spirit and the person of the Honorable Abdush Shakur. Many of you knew him as Brother Pierre. Many of you knew him as the pimp and the player. Many of you knew him as the Chuck Brown and James Brown imitator. This guy could do Jimi Hendrix, Marvin Gaye, David Ruffin, and you name 10 more and he'll do them too. And he was a great personality, a rapper, a poet, a talented man, a ventriloquist. That he had his own day, he had his own crash dummy, and he could talk to you without moving the lips. And so he was just a multi-talented brother, and he passed from among us. His funeral services and memorial will be held in Norfolk, Virginia, at the Riverside, and you will be able to get more information offline on Abdul Shakur or contact us right back here at the New Black Panther Party for self-defense. Everybody here is glued to Facebook, Twitter, Glitter, and the chatter that don't matter, and LinkedIn, linked out, and they all hooked up on some Uber, Scuba, Duba, Lyft, and Drift. These are our brothers and sisters, nevertheless, and we are the Black Power Radio. We have the most informative radio talk show on the Internet, and we will prove this by every show that we do, and we're the best you've ever seen on your smartphone, on your dumb phone, on your Android, and if you got one of those phones called paranoid phone, on your dumb and smartphone, we are Black Power Radio, and we believe freedom or death. That is the whole slogan, the theme. The whole background information can be found at freedom or death right on your Internet. Just start to look in the paradise. Mosan Bilal Mama taught me, is right there at the feet of the mother. And all you got to do, black man, is dig it out. Well, that's it. Welcome to Black Power Radio, and we are putting a show together that you will just love this lineup tonight. And we got our beloved sister. She's returned to bring her guest black, because Black Power Radio was so powerful yesterday that we decided to do part two in a continuity to get you familiar with your Elijahs and Fred Douglases on the ground, your Adam Clayton Powells and your Harriet Tubmans on the ground. This is what we're talking here today. None of us are free. Tell all of us get free. Not one of you are free. But you dare declare your freedom, brother and sister. Don't declare any justice has been delivered until we can get every black man, every black woman, and get all of our black children free. Now, would you agree? We know that what we're doing now, we're going on the land. We're going on the Harriet Tubman land. We're putting up the people produce, all type of organic produce that's grown and flown by us. Oh, my, my. We're the real FUBU live for us and by us. And I love it. We're building our own institutions, building our own firing range and all of that. And I'm going to see to it. Of course, I am the engineer. I am the project manager kind of guy. I am the guy that does asphalt, concrete, foundations, roads, buildings, whatever needs to be built in the black community to erect the edifice. We got it right on our staff in the New Black Panther Party for self-defense. We're in tune with our brother Hancock, Georgia, Alto, Texas, and the Nat Turner property, and the Harold Tubman property, and all we got to do is push a button, and we're right there. Oh, brother and sister, you know it's a wonderful thing to be alive and to be a black revolutionary and to bring it full circle. We will be at the trial of the Honorable Stephen Biko right in Carolina. No Secret will be right there live to free our man. We have proof and evidence that the man was never armed. He cannot be charged with an armed robbery charge if you goddamn it ain't, if you ain't armed, then you can't pull no armed robbery if your ass ain't armed. So we'll roll with this tonight and hope that you, brother and sister, will use the wake-up juice to be with us in Norfolk, be with us in North Carolina. We're going to Pitt County, North Carolina, Greenville, North Carolina, to free our man. Help us to free our man. Give something, brothers and sisters, at $77Bakers. Give something to help that cause and to help Stephen Biko. We got a fund out there somewhere in the atmosphere. And just give until it helps. Every little bit helps, brother and sister. Don't give until it hurts, but give until it helps. And everybody got something. If you ain't got nothing, pick you a little brown or green or black bucket to the corner and collect you some money. Put it right in the $77Bakers, and we'll assure you it will go to the right cause. It will move a troop. It will feed the troops of the New Black Panther Party. I'm saying the real activists that are on the front line in the New Black Panther Party for self-defense. All right. So we're moving on that, and we're going to light up the lines. We're going to bring in our beloved sister that's always on the case. Our Minister of Finance can tell you a whole lot about this. She's right out there at the 202, at the 5053. We're bringing live Ms. Marco Robinson, and she's co-hosting tonight to help us with this cause. Assalamu alaikum and black power to Sister Robinson. Black power?
Black power, black power. Welcome to Black Talk Radio, Blog Talk Radio, all that tonight with Brother Sheikh Iman Akbar. And I'd like to also put out there that this is Black August. We don't want to lose sight of our freedom fighters who have been imprisoned before us for decades, who are being treated unjustly, that have medical problems and need to be released from prison. Then you ask yourself, how can you practice Black August? Well, it's four ways that you can practice Black August. To fast, that's not eating or drinking anything from sunup to sundown. You can study by devoting your time and learn the struggle. And train, that means to exercise every day and, you know, just your physical training to build yourself up, your body, and the fight of it all. Get involved and join an organization working for Black liberation. And that, with all that being said, our guest tonight is definitely doing that, working for Black liberation. So if we'd like to go ahead and start the show with I'm a brother, it would be nice. We'd like to ask the question, I guess first the question I have is, what are we doing to be liberated? Either brother or both. Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Oh, you're live on Black Power Radio, Big Brother. Bob is right on Black Power.
Yes, sir. Black Power. This is Brother DeShark of Sankofa.
Hello, Brother Sankofa. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. So we just want to know some ways that we can work towards being liberated, my brother.
Oh, well, you know, that entails a various amount of cash. You know, once again, if we have to all do things on the collect, that's the only way it's going to work. However, actually, you know, if someone can come up with a topic, we can, you know, I can kind of inject my input because I, you know, I don't know where
tonight.
Everyone's
Black Power, we're coming to the theme tonight. Whose land? Our land. There's evidence in the teachings of the Honorable Dr. Ivan Van Sertima, who is a professor at Rutgers University in New Jersey and my personal mentor. I came to many of our family reunions And he taught us that we were on this land 1,000 years before Columbus set foot on a place they are currently calling America, but we have found this to be a corporation and not a nation, not a government, but a business, because a great nation would never practice this form of injustice towards black people and other people of this land. And so therefore we have declared ourselves independent, and we have a Black Panther government that's functioning within a corporation, Black Power. And who said, whose street, our street, whose land, our land, Black Power.
Right. Black Power, brother. Well, you know, I've read, Doctor, they came before Columbus and various other books of power. And, you know, as far as, you know, the land that we stand on is ours. We've been here long, you know. There's no exact date of our actual existence, just not over here, but on the planet, period. And in order to, you know, because various people have different ideologies and thought processes on how to go about to retrieve this land that was once ours. And that takes me back to being, having a collective effort for all of us as a people, you know, to proclaim ourselves as a nation of people, even though we're from different tribes and, you know, different areas of the planet, because not only were we here, we were everywhere. We were on every continent originally before any other existence of this ice monkey, because he only been here 6,000 something years, just really basically just got here. And, you know, everywhere he's caused destruction all over the planet, all over. Nobody can get no rest, no, not even an ant. They have to, you know, an ant can't even sleep in peace without this devil examining him, you know, sexualizing, I mean, the whole nine. So we have to come together collectively, you know, as one people, even though we could be, have different platforms that we stand on and different beliefs and ideologies and concepts of what our divine order should consist of. However, we all have that one thing in common, and that's that we are melanated, carbonated, the original people and the cream of the planet Earth. And we have to work towards getting our people to understand that, and not just understand it, understand and overstand, but know it, not believe it, but know it. And it's various procedures and processes that we have to take our people through, you know, you know, and that those are the ills that plague us, and these ills that this devil has set for us keeps us divided, you know, such as gentrification and so-called black on black crime, and which I'm not a full. I don't have a total understanding of that, because that's manipulation of our children to turn on each other and look at each other with disdain, because that's the result of self-hatred that's been indoctrinated to us centuries and centuries and centuries. And, you know, police brutality, police terrorism, these race soldiers who pretend as though they have licenses to do whatever they want to us, arrest us, murder us, kill our babies, because they see that the self-hatred that we have within us and the reflections that we see in the mirror, or the reflections we see when we look at our brothers and sisters with twice as much hate, and we have no problem eliminating each other. So it gives them a carte blanche in their mind to annihilate us as well. So, I'm just scrambling, thought scrambling in terms of the things that we need to do to acquire our land back. But one thing we need to do in terms of reparations, it doesn't come in no monetary form, because no amount of money could ever compensate for the millions and millions of our ancestors that were slaughtered, raped, beaten, tormented, and killed and lynched. So a lot of our people think that reparations will come in the form of a check just in this land, but to get to the core of the reparations, we have to make the people that are totally responsible for our, not just our enslavement in the continent, but the enslavement that they placed on our ancestors here. But you got to go back to make the white Arab pay. After you make the white Arabs pay, then you go to the Catholic Church, the Pope who commissioned slavery, you make them pay. Then you go to the Romans, these white ice monkey race soldiers, German shepherds smelling dogs, you make them pay. And then you have to go to the Negroes that assisted in that process. Then we have to get our land back. They owe us millions and millions and millions and millions of acres of land. Then you can talk about a monetary compensation, which we really won't even need, because the land belongs to us. So when you, that's why Johnny Cochran, he had all of this documented when he was about to go to the UN and charge these devils with physical and chattel slavery. But you know what happened to him? So
yes, sir. Yes, sir. And along with Johnny Cochran, there were many that attempted. Your statesman, in the person of the Honorable Thurgood Marshall. A lot of people weren't abreast with Thurgood Marshall. I haven't lived in the Washington metropolitan area. Had opportunity to work for Thurgood Marshall and do several different sorts of jobs for him. And this is a very brilliant man, a very highly underrated man that influenced the law. He actually changed the law. The Most Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad teaches us that the white law and black law, there's no coincidence that when you really look up the law, it comes back to black law. So black law will always come in conflict with white law. But what black law does, it uproots the white law. Then black law eventually overturns white law. And the black law becomes the law because the black law is the original law for the black man, the black woman. And anyone seeking or anyone discussing justice will eventually turn to black law or to the original law. And these laws have been infiltrated or have been changed for the convenience of white globalization. And so therefore we have, a big job here in Washington, D.C., but a big job in Ghana and West Africa and Nigeria and Senegal, and name all of those city-states, all of those states, all of the countries on the motherland and the continent, and we'd be just breaking the ice because we got the rest of the planet that we got to straighten up and straighten out all the mess that has been done by the opposition. And some call him the defiant devil. Others just refer to him as the white man. But he has done so much damage on the planet, including the environmental resources, and stolen much as he could get in the way of mineral resource in Africa and the globalization of natural resources from Africa, and again, taking us as the human resources. So he stole human and natural resources. He stole us, and he messed around and sold us, and now he owes us. He owes us not just reparations, but just the thing that Adam Clayton Powell held in press conference, said, the return of our self-respect, the return of our dignity. And then once we get that, he said, for the first time, we will inherit and we will have our integrity. Is that right, Bob? To get our integrity.
That's right. That's right. You know, Well, you know, also, as a result of all of this, all the atrocities that have taken place and been implemented and injected to our being, at some point we have to take full responsibility as well. And this is why it's so important for, you know, us as a frontline underground leaders to, you know, help our people heal from all of these. This is why people that don't have knowledge of self, that are in so many different types of confusions, mental, emotional, physical, sexual, all types of different confusions, turn to drugs, alcohol, sex, food, gossip, because it's a schizophrenic mindset that our people have been placed in. Because, you know, we're looking, our people have been trained to look for one person to get us out of this. We're still looking for a Dr. King, Malcolm X type figure, or Sojourner Truth, or How to Be Well type figures, when these figures I'm talking to on the phone, you know. But our people have been so conditioned,
like power.
To look at, you know, Sister Robinson, Sister Janie. I mean, those are, you know, the goddesses and the warriors and the freedom fighters, the people that are willing to put their lives on the line and become martyrs. And brothers like you, Akbar, that are saying what our people really feel. But fear is the greatest weapon that they use against us. Now, they come in. Now, you know, we're out in the yard now. You know, it's like we're in prison. But not right now, we've been in the yard for a couple of months. We're getting ready to lock back in because whatever they tell us, now they say the variant is coming. The variant is coming. Everybody got to lock in. We're going to give you a stimulus to keep the economy going because you're going to give the money right back to us. And that brings me back to the reparation piece. If, you know, Dr. Carla always said if they gave out checks, they'll come up with reparations, tennis shoes, Jordans, and trucks, and all this type of stuff. And we will, you know, our stick minds will give the money back, and we will never move forward. So that's why it's a certain things have to take place, but our people have to be healed. You know, we got to get our people off drugs. We got to get them off alcohol. We got to get them off pills. We have to train them, give them some skills, give our young people some skills. Let's put some money together and provide some type of trade school, or, you know, some of these brothers and sisters that have cosmetology license, barber licenses and stuff. They volunteer their time to help some of these young brothers learn how to cut hair, how to lay bricks, you know, how to be electricians and things of that nature. You know, that's why I say it takes a collective effort. Because we can yell Black Power all day, and what they'll do when they feel that the heat is on, which they know it is right now, because never in the past 20 years have black consciousness and black power has been so much on the forefront now. You know, and they,
yes,
you
sir.
Know, don't get me wrong, they're shaking. They like they say, don't let them see you sweat. But they're sweating for real because they don't know what tomorrow holds. Because once we stop beefing with each other, and the big news of Brinson said it, Nixon, Hoover, all of them said it. Once black man and woman unites and become a united front, they know it's over with for them. They know it's over with. You know, they know it's over with. So we have to, you know, and just like the new Black Panther Party, you know, I know it's been a division, but I'm on this side. I'm on y'all side. And I hope y'all agree between them, you know.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Because you are, as far as I'm concerned, you are the chairman. So, you know, y'all can put the... You know, y'all can put the rest of it together in terms of where I'm going with that.
the very first election, we went first national election. Black Panther Party is in shape now that it has a government that will last throughout the time. National Information Man that put a dynamic election process in place. First national activist organization to come up with an election process of fair and positive with absentee voting is still in effect. All of this that they can write in, the write-in candidate is in effect. So never unfair to any Panther or Black revolutionary. But on that strength, brother, you're a D.C. man, and you know this, that there was no job ready. There's no such thing as no job ready. If you went to whether it was Dunbar or if you went to Roosevelt, went to Spingarn, even perhaps Ballou or Anacostia, if you came out one of the middle schools, I'm telling you right now, by the time a man got in the 11th grade in D.C., he had him some kind of vocational trade under his belt.
Yep.
He knew how to lay a brick. He could do a construction trade right here in Washington, on my mind.
Yes.
He went in McKinley Tech and got a little trade to back that up in mechanic work or some other kind of wood shop type of trade, metal shop trade. He could weld something together. He could put something together with his startup computer systems and all of these different things, brother. And cosmetology was available throughout Armstrong and up and down some Phelps here. And he didn't go out no crash dummy. But then they put this Mick in the game with Sister Robinson. She was alluding to this yesterday about them pulling down on that home economics. What fool in his right mind will voluntarily let your home economics go? Oh, my. So many things you alluded to, brother, that have been done to us. But now they know they have a mother there. The Panther program bought the free breakfast, free lunch, free dinner, free clothes, and the WIC program. But on that strength now, you got a mother now, current, up to date, pregnant, right, with no real prenatal understanding, and didn't look at the boy's got a pregnant young man. He had no vocational training, had no marketable skill at all. And the Congress saw the strength. They saw us coming with that plumbing trade, electrical trade, construction trade, oh my. And they start cutting off, pulling back the support, pulling back the numbers and the money. He saw D.C. corrections. I've been a chaplain in this city for 50 years. There was active educational program. If you came in with a ninth grade education or whatever you got in correction, they would see to it you had a GED. They had volunteers coming from a Maryland University, Georgetown, Howard, UDC, a whole list of volunteers made sure you got a GED within D.C. corrections, my.
Right.
And many of these guys got degrees. Is that right, brother? Brother
yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah, right? Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And they took it's no coincidence that they took Bell, Phelps, Armstrong, took all of them out of your cosmetology schools. This was by design. Nothing was in place to replace them. So what they did was, you know, give out a new occupation, you know, drug dealing. That was the new occupation. Yeah. You know, which leads to mass incarceration because, you know, when these children, when the boys are 9 years old, the privatized prison has already set up a bed for them in a privatized prison because these private prisons with Jerry Jones, that devil that owns Dallas Cowboys, who's connected with the Bush family, with all that oil, along with Jordan and so many other Negroes that are major investors in the privatized prison system industry with the sports industry. For example, Cumberland and the maximum security place, North Branch up in Maryland, is becoming privatized. Jessup is becoming privatized. And so what they do and Rivers Correctional, that's a privatized prison. So when they get short on beds, when they have a lot of beds, let's say they got 150 beds open, they will contact the state because the state has to pay for those beds. I think it's $150 each bed a day. So the state goes to the music industry. The music industry, Clive Davis and all them other devils, Jimmy Iovine, Rick Rubin and all them, what they do is incorporate more gang members, so-called gang members, which they're in the wrong gang anyway, to push the kill nigga, kill agenda. So they get too smart. This is why all these rappers are murdered, or the people that are around them are murdered, and then they apprehend somebody, so they get a two-for-one. One is in the ground, one is in filling the prison bead. Also, the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the National Hockey League, they are all major investors in that as well. So
yes, sir.
It's far more bigger than we can imagine. But once again, it's not bigger. It's not. They have no situation that or agenda that they have created that we can't tackle and crush. But we have to do it collectively. We have to do it collectively, you know.
Absolutely.
And you know, I don't really this. I haven't done radio in years, but you know, my spirit was telling me that, you know, this was the right time and the right place to say the right things to the right people so the right things can get done, you know. So I appreciate
you. You're doing a fantastic job. You're doing an absolute fabulous job. We call it the fantabulous here on Black Power Radio. Fantastic and fabulous at the same time. I'm going to bring you right behind the wall, my brother Sankofa. And we got it at 347 out there and hope that Brother Abdullah from behind Rikers Island in New York should be out there from behind the wall. Black Power, Brother Sankofa.
Black Power, okay.
Black Power, Abdullah. As-salamu alaykum. Should be on. Let's see, we should be able to pick up Brother Abdullah from behind the wall. I'm hoping that we got it at 347. He may not be able to hear us. We have to get the board back up. Boards are up. 347-738. You're live on Black Power Radio. Now I got another one on the wall. We ain't short for long, brother. New York was holding for a minute. He might have did something. We'll get him. Actually, if anyone can get hold of Abdullah and have him to redial, have Brother Abdullah redial as we go to the chairwoman of Washington. He probably got his thing muted out. He's muted out. I know he is. And I know he was anxious to talk. But Black Power, as we bring Rep from Washington, D.C., the chairwoman of D.C., we're bringing out
Black Power.
Black Power. Janae.
Black Power.
I'm in Black Power.
Black Power. I got Brother Biko on the line with me. Black Power.
Black Power. Stan Cooper's on the line. And Mr. Chris Sparkle. Black Power.
Hey,
Black Power.
But go ahead,
Biko. Black Power, brothers and sisters. It's a pleasure to be listening tonight with my wife. And it feels so good to say that. But it feels, you know, it feels really, really good to be listening to conscious brothers and sisters finding solutions to the poverty, ignorance, and oppression that our people are confronted with on a daily basis, you know, and to establish this kind of think tank, a black think tank, where our people can chime in every week and come into this show every week and get information, come into this show to get guidance, come into this show to share information, come into this show to share guidance and instruction, and to have their voices heard. This is a real black media engine, and we need to continue to support Black Power Hour. I want to say thank you to our comrades and Kofa, but I am so glad that you are part of this dynamic team. Sister Sparkle, I'm so glad that you are part of this dynamic team, and my wife and the national chairman and our Minister of Defense. I've heard so much today about the business plans and the business initiatives and things of that nature. The new Black Panther Party is moving in a progressive direction to serve the interests of our people. And I need our people to pay attention to these programs and these programs, if they're implementable in your communities, to implement these programs and help build black wealth inside the black community. Help us to revitalize our communities. Help us to make our communities a decent place to live. Help us to bring black recyclable wealth inside the black community. There could be a black Wall Street in any black neighborhood in America, but we have to make that possible. Black power.
Black power.
Black
that's
power.
Right.
Black power.
Black power.
Everybody.
Black power.
Black power. Yes, I've been up all night working on the business plan. I hope you guys have checked your emails. NASA chairman and Minister of Defense and Sister Spark from the Finance Department. We have so much work to do. We have so many plans that are developing at a rapid speed. So we need to be prepared. We need to stay ready so we don't have to get ready. Black power.
Black power. To present those things to the people.
I couldn't even sleep. You know, like I said, I was feeling bad, but I stayed up popping at the bit until I finally got it done. So I do have it in black and white. The business plan done. You just need to add the finances and the figures and get the money right to how much it's going to take for us to do these programs. Just to help everybody, I've decided to incorporate something along the lines of a country club. Just be thinking like that, and let's do the research on what it would take for us to establish a country club in the Eastern Shore of Maryland. Because there are not a lot of black-owned and operated country clubs across the country anymore. And this way we could keep sustaining generational wealth. You know, this is a sustainability project where we can have it from generation to generation to generation, the same way white folks do. I don't know why we think we can't do what they're doing. We just need to exclude ourselves from their environment but adopt the things that we taught them. We taught them how to sustain life.
Black power.
And we have to get back to those things and stop accepting, like they said, handouts. We can progressively put our money together and our resources together to build our own country club and to build our own exclusive resorts and things of that nature. Let's get that on our minds and on our agenda, as well as restructuring the party to what it once, not what it once was, but what it could be. And that's been my main objective since I joined the New Black Panther Party. I don't want it to be what it used to be. I want it to be what the potential of it, the full potential that it could be for our people. You know, let's develop that mindset. You know, it's a lot of mess. It's a lot of nigger shit going on. And I'm going to say that on the line. Whole lot of N-word stuff going on. But if we can get past that and see and stop looking at everybody's faults and look at the good aspects and the attributes that they bring to the party, we will be a better people. You know, but we're fighting and warring against people that are fighting against the same enemy that we have to face every day. And we're not going to get anywhere until all of us are free. So what it say? What you say? And so all of us
until
are free, ain't none of us are free. And we're going to continue to be trapped in this matrix and in this system of white supremacy. So I'm fighting on the right side. I know whose side I am. I choose the side of right and righteousness. No matter what you might think or who you might think is right and wrong, you make the choice and you make the decisions to stay and sustain life. Life matters. Your black life matters. Okay, so that's what we're doing today in the New Black Panther Party. That's my stance as the National Minister of Community Development Programs, and we will be here listening on Black Power Radio. We're going to do Black Power Hour tomorrow night with some special guests, but my objective is to support all black media. We got to support each other. We got to simulcast. We got to support each other. Share the live, share the Blog Talk Radio, share this information so we can get these words out to our people, because we're the ones that are being targeted. Regardless of anything else, they coming for all of us, right? Black power, y'all.
Black power, queen.
Yes, indeed. You know, I would really like to see.
Yes. Okay, this just got completed.
So on that strain, Brother Sankofa, there's just so many elements that build up the black community throughout D.C., then the national black community, and then the connection on Africa and the U.K., all that connection in the Caribbean, and then you got to isolate it down to the new Black Panther Party and work some resolutions up to remedy the conditions of black people. And I think we have many, many solutions to offer black people in the way we're on the land with the organic food. We're making training facilities, train our people, especially in the gun range. The Honorable Huey P. Newton said to arm yourself or to harm yourself. So we're training armed combat military men and women. And as well, we are, again, training them intellectually in Pan-Africanism and black activism. And again, we're giving us all of the land to do and produce for ourselves. Everything that is designed to be is not compared to U.S. government because they're a corporation. We're compared to our salvation for black people and putting our own black government. They didn't tell you to integrate into that burning house. You should avoid their exclusion, but then have your own black government like Frederick Douglass and all of them, Malcolm and Martin. Eventually Martin said, forget about where I'm at. Forget about my education. If you tell them that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. died trying to help somebody, and his service, he was telling you the service that we give to others is greater than the service you can give to yourself. And when you learn to be selfless, to be a person advocating for condition and moving with the work, with putting that work in, that will remedy the condition for all black people. Black power.
Sister Robinson, she was about to say something.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to add that I would like to see more agricultural education, like in the school systems, being taught at an early age, even as young as elementary school. And the reason I say that is because it teaches the children how to farm, and they get an idea of entrepreneurship as well. They get an idea of how to run a business, to actually be able to go on the farm and things of that nature.
Correct.
And see how the farm is ran and take notes. If we could generate programs like that on this Harriet Tubman land, I think it would be great as far as getting our children in and active at earlier ages to understand the process. Because a lot of us come from the city, we don't know anything about agriculture. We haven't been taught. A lot of people in the South have parents and grandparents that have actually lived on the farm. Now, my grandmother had a farm. And I was able to go to the farm when I was like 5 and 6 years old. And I mean, my grandmother was every bit of like 4'11", and she wasn't afraid of anything. I've seen her cut snakes in half with sickles and braid one part of the snake over in the yard there and the other stuff like that. But being from the city, I wasn't, at 6 years old, I really wasn't interested in seeing it. After I seen her kill a chicken, I was done. But all of that to say is we need more classroom lessons on agriculture. We definitely have to do the research to understand where the funds need to be allocated for such a program as farming, because it's just so much that
I'll
you can do on the land.
Okay.
Like I say, agriculture is one.
Goodbye.
But we can open the gates with the agriculture and with nutrition, teaching people what power foods there are to eat and things of that nature, teaching people what they can grow at home, because there are things that you can grow at home that you don't need to grow on the farm, like a lot of your herbs and stuff, like rosemary and stuff like that, you can grow right at home in a glass jar with some water. So we have to really do our research and find out the different directions that we can go with this. We all have great ideas, but we have to come up with one common mission statement. What is our mission and what is our vision, a vision statement? And then we need to bring it together by the outcomes that it's going to create for our people, and that includes everybody, and especially for our youth, the ones that we're going to pass the torch to. Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Black power.
Also,
Black power, sis. You know, I'm working with the Black Sustainability Coalition, and they do have the agricultural whole committee that works on those projects that are agriculturally inspired with professionals. So I really want to push them. I'm going to try to get them on Black Power Radio so they can talk about the things that we're doing in the Black Sustainability Coalition. I just joined, so I'm not going to just jump out there and say we can do this and we can do that. But I do know that it's an excellent networking opportunity for anybody that wants to get involved in agricultural projects and things like we're doing, from farm to table and to farm to market. Like, my eyes are just wide open right now with this fruit, because me and Sister Desiree, we went to the Washington Monument on Saturday, and we just had fruit cups. We had fresh blueberries and fresh watermelon and melon and mango and cantaloupe and just a little small 5-ounce cup. And people were just buying them, $5, $10. We weren't asking for anything but donations. But people love fresh produce, you know, no matter who you are. They love fresh fruit and fresh vegetables, and if you say organic and everything like that, oh, you can make money. So this could be a way that we could help people. You know what I'm saying? We could help people that are underemployed or otherwise unemployable to make money and to sustain their life. These are programs that we need throughout the country. You know, it's really bad out here. It's really, really, really bad, and nobody's talking about the prices at the grocery store rising. Nobody's talking about the shelves on the grocery store getting empty. They don't have bottled water. We can teach them how to make alkaline water. You can get bottled water and a lemon or a lime, and that's your alkaline water. You understand what I'm saying? It's things that we need to be teaching each other. You know, I feel I have good days and bad days, but since I've been, eliminating red meat out of my diet and a lot of meat, just eating meat, processed foods, I feel a whole lot better with the lupus and everything else that I have going on. So we have got to learn how to eat again and get out of this McDonald's culture. So
that's right.
It's going to take a whole village, not just one or two of us saying do this one way. We all have to be responsible and carry that torch. So I'm all on board. Anybody that wants to hit me up, hit us up at newblackpanthersdc@gmail.com.
That's right. Thank you, Sister Janae. Go. That is awesome.
Go ahead, Black Power. Hit it one more time, Comrade Janae.
That's new, N-E-W, Black, B-L-A-C-K, Panther, D-C, @gmail.com.
Go ahead.
And I do have the business plans together and everything that I'm working on. We just got to crunch these numbers, Sister Robinson. So I'm ready whenever you're ready. We just have to shut the world off and get down to the nitty-gritty one day and just see how much it's going to cost us to build these facilities, you know.
Oh, yeah, problem. I'm doing the research now. It's just actually knowing what programs we want to implement. And like I'm saying, with the agriculture program, we can also take this a whole lot of different ways. Like, I know the University of the District of Columbia actually this fall is starting a program for people that want to learn how to grow vegetables and things of that nature for free. You can go and take the program for free. But I was thinking more of like a family weekend on the farm that we could charge, you know, like, and it also helped the Black family it will promote togetherness within the black family. You know, if we get to have like maybe 10 black families on the farm at one time, and that they would pay, you know, that would be their getaway. And they would learn how to do all of these things and actually take care of this farm and stuff. So we could plan like getaways, vacation, gardening skills, agriculture, how to do it organically. It's just so many ways that we can do this. We can incorporate the meat, you know, later. We want to probably get to like the fish pond and things like that, and what's healthy and what people want to eat. That's what we want to stick to. We want to teach people how to eat, you know, how to eat and not be eating, like you said, all this McDonald's food and stuff like that, because once they get this fresh organic food off of the farm, they're not going to want that. They are not going to want that. And unfortunately, a lot of parents, it's not their fault. They just don't know how because they have not been introduced to this. See, I'm a little older than y'all, so I came up in a time where our grandmothers was like big mamas, you know, that you've seen on the television movie, you know, and they had these farms, and they went out here, and they wrung the chicken neck, and we had fresh farm food and meat and things of that nature, but the quality of the food that they sell in urban America is awful, and we know it. It has no nutritional value. It's old meat. It's old food. It's old produce. I mean, I can buy onions and potatoes and things like that. Potatoes are going bad 2 and 3 days later if you don't hurry up and eat it. Who can eat a whole 10-pound bag of potatoes in 3 days? I can't. So, you know, these are the things that we need to visit and revisit and find out, you know, what foods are we having problems with keeping fresh? What meat, you know, what do we need to target? How we need to target it? How we need to raise these things? All of that. Then you can get into the financial piece of what it's going to cost to do this whole thing properly. And what is going to be the interest of our people? What do they want? We have to take it to the street and ask them, hey, what do you want to see happen with the food? And how can we improve your knowledge of nutrition? How can we help you learn how to understand even what basic food groups you should be eating and feeding your children?
Correct.
So we can do all of that. We can do, like I was talking about the home economics and stuff, we can bring that back. We can actually teach little cooking classes on different foods that we pick from the farm. We can teach people how to prepare them. It's so much we can do. So much. It's hard. There's no limit on this. The sky's the limit, actually. It's just no limit. Black power.
Correct.
Black power.
Okay. Well, I've been studying with the Nation of Islam on how to eat to live by Elijah Muhammad, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and it's changing my whole perspective. You know, things that I thought was good for me were not. You know,
exactly.
But that's something that we need to be, you know, not necessarily making people choose a religion, but choose a healthier way of living, you know.
Exactly.
That's what I'm learning. It's a healthier way of living and things that our body is susceptible to. You know, like I told you, my mom died at 54 years old from cancer. And I'm looking at, like, I'm 43. You know what I'm saying? I don't have that much time left if I'm going to stick to the script. You know, and do what she did. I don't smoke cigarettes, but I have all the problems that she has coming up at 40 years old. You know,
well, you know, a lot of that can be reversed by diet.
Like,
you know, don't claim that. Yeah, definitely, a lot of that can be reversed by diet. Because I know in my family, diabetes running my family really bad, and I was diagnosed with diabetes like 8 years ago, but they tell you, oh, you're pre-diabetic. I don't believe it's a such thing as pre-diabetes. Either you have it or you don't.
That diabetes has a tendency to lay dormant in your body if you're eating right.
That's right.
And you're getting enough, and you're getting enough exercise. It's certain things that you can do to keep it in line and keep it in order by eating properly. However, had I not got that diagnosis, I would have never changed my diet. I'm going to be honest, because I was a junk food junkie. I had this thing for cookies and I'm serious. I love cookies and homemade sweet potato pies.
You and Janae are sisters for real.
You know, all
I'm
of that. I'm a foodie too. I love potatoes. Yeah, potatoes, any kind of way, potatoes or sweet potatoes, that's like my favorite food. So, you know, I was getting too much starch. And so I went to a nutritionist, and she told me, she said, half of your plate should be vegetables. The other half should be meat, no larger than the palm of your hand. That should be your meat intake. And then if you're going to have a starch, have a little and then add fruit. But always eat whatever you're going to eat sweet with your meal, with the vegetables. And then we have to learn, like, what time of day to eat this food. Like,
that's
if
right.
I want to eat something
that's
I know contains a lot of sugar and fat, I'm going to eat that earlier in the day so that I have all day to work that off. You see what I'm saying?
Correct.
So those type of things, like, even I trick my own self by not using the regular size plate but a saucer. So it was portion control. It's not what you eat sometimes. It's how much of it you eat. So
correct.
I know I'm going to go crazy if I see macaroni and cheese or potatoes, mashed potatoes and gravy. So with the saucer, it limited me to how much I could eat. And like you said, Sister Janae, I felt so much better when I started eating properly and drinking a lot of water and letting go. The sweet drink is something we have to teach our children. Sodas is a definite no. We're going to have to stop giving our kids sugary drinks. And juice has a lot of fructose in it as well. That's a lot of sugar. We have to give our kids less juice, not just big old cups of juice and just let them go crazy drinking juice in lieu of a healthy dinner, lunch, or breakfast. So it's just so much to this. It's nothing that you can slap together real quick. It has to be research. We can give ideas, good ideas and things like that, but it's just so much to look at, a whole lot.
Yes, ma'am.
Black
yes,
power.
Every,
but one thing we have to do is put in the work. You know, can y'all hear me? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You gotta do the work, and you got to do the research, you know, on your own and find out what works for you. You know, I'm not really active sitting in the house, so I have to find ways to try to get some exercise in. You know, I'll go walk. Like, Saturday really did me some good to get out and walk around the monument. You know, and sit outside for a little while. So I'm pushing myself really hard and fighting for my life at this point, you know. So I just am thankful that I got people that are supporting me in doing this.
Yeah,
I just really appreciate you because, you know, you never complain. You always keep pushing, you know, and
that's
the key. You have to keep moving. You have to keep moving in order to stay well, and it's
can't
your diet.
Can't let no grass grow under your feet.
Right. Don't let no grass grow.
Right.
We need that vitamin D. We need that sunlight, you know, because I was in the house a long time, and I noticed I was getting really pale and starting to look real sickly. But
there
now that I'm moving about a little bit in the sun,
okay, honey,
I want to go.
All right, love you too, babe. Bye-bye. Good night.
Oh, I didn't know you were still on the line. Black Power.
Yes.
Black Power, beloved.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
I'm still here.
To accentuate some of what has been said, George Washington Carver said that there is no culture without agriculture. And that gets us all focused if we are really in an effort to help the people get back on first base. We shouldn't be satisfied until we see every black man, woman, and child at minimum on first grade. We should deliver the people. We got the power,
right,
the knowledge, the experience to deliver black people to first grade. Is that right, beloved? Black power.
Yes, black power.
Right. Let me just say this, that, you know, it's more than just what you eat and how you eat, because you have to understand that every organ is attached to an emotion. So, you know, a lot of people that have diabetes, you know, it can stem from anger issues. Every organ has an emotion attached to it. And also when you are taking in and eating and drinking or whatever, it has to be in the mind. Your spirit has to understand that it's being cleansed, you know, because a lot of people think that just because they eat something and they still emotionally damaged and confused, that they're going to still get the same results, and it doesn't work like that. That's why they have so many different diets, because they want people to stay in the same destitute state of mind but eat healthy, you know. So it has to be in your mind. Your spirit has to be at peace. You have to meditate and understand. Even when you're drinking a cup of alkaline water, you have to understand, and in your mind, your spirit, that this is cleansing me. This is cleansing me. This is spiritual, because that's a spiritual process. And I'm telling you from experience, because in April I weighed 300 pounds. That was 4 months ago. Now I'm at 240. You know, and that's
Congratulations. It's just based on, I don't run all the way.
I don't run around the city every day and jogging with no shirt on and all that. You really don't have to do that, because
right. If
your cardiovascular is in order and your mental state, you can just walk around the block a couple of times, drink some water, listen to some soft music, listen to something soothing while you're ingesting food. You know, and don't ever say, you know, diabetes running everybody's family because of the fact that we all eating GMOs and we all stressed, depressed, oppressed, you know, and you know, that coincides with what we eat, you know, because just like beef, those cows, before they get slaughtered, because they have numbers, like they're in prison and they on death row. But be on their way, because they know they're getting ready to get slaughtered. And in that process of them waiting for execution, they develop stress. Those stress turn into tumors, and those tumors are chopped up, and we eat them in hamburgers, you know, and ham and all this other type of stuff, and spare ribs, beef ribs, and all this stuff. And people wonder why after they eat, they're so relaxed, or they're so sedated, and some people become obsessive. You know, that's because what we're taking in. So it got to be, you have to have in your mind and just meditate. Take some time out for yourself, because if you're not right with this, you're not going to be right, outside of yourself, and you're not going to be of any use to yourself, your family, and the community, but it has to start with you. You know, you already know you're a genius. Y'all sisters and brother, y'all are geniuses. You're geniuses. You know, you're soldiers, warriors, queens. You know, the sister, Brother Stephen Biko, is you know, he's captured. He's behind enemy lines right now. But, you know, she's walking in the spirit of Coretta and Betty Shabazz and holding everything down. Because I had to go through that too. You know, so it's the mind. Get your spirits. Your spirits have to be in order. You know, we are all soldiers fighting in this war, but we have to be master. You know, we have to have a master strategy to knock down these walls of oppression. You know, because all of it plays in. You know, to all of it plays in allowing us to reach that God pinnacle that we're supposed to be. So, but it has to go with them. My brother, he's a naturopathic doctor. I know several other people, and they, you know, came through Dr. Africa and so many other people. So, but I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Bye, Paul.
And beautiful. Splendid, splendid. Let me look at the line, look at the board. We got the field marshal. He was the first one in the queue. I'm just going right off the break. He's out there. Field marshal's rolling in New York City. You can drop it like a card right here on Black Power Radio. Our guest is Mr. Sankofa. Black Power.
Black Power to the whole panel. Black Power to the whole party. And Black Power to you, especially Akbar. I'm listening to the brother speaking about the spirituality. And I'm thinking, let's mute your phones, everybody. Mute your phones. So I'm thinking about spirituality, right? Because today, Black Power, I'm thinking about today. I had a drink, right? And I poured it. I thought to myself, Black Power.
Can we miss the last, please? Thank you.
Today, mistakenly, I had a beverage, and I spilled some by accident, and then I thought to myself, let me pour some out for the ancestors. So when I did that, it seemed that I wasn't, after I drank that, it seemed like I wasn't even thirsty as I really was anymore after I paid some homage to the ancestors and poured my beverage out. So that's the spirituality I feel that we got to keep in touch with, because that's really something that is effective when it comes to giving homage to your ancestors when you pour something out, as they say, pour out a little liquor, or some people say, well, you know, pour it out, anything, even water. So I feel like spirituality, we got to stay in tune with. And it takes little things like that that can keep us going. And we can spread that. And even though it may look like something that only in the urban community, but it's really something spiritually connected to our ancestors when it comes to pouring out libations, in a sense, when you have your own beverage and you outside or whatever. So I really feel like that's a good way to keep all people, our people especially, even when we have our gatherings, we got to pour some out for the ancestors so they can bless everything we're doing at that moment. So we got to really keep that, even our own Black Talk Radio. Before we even come on, we got to pour some out for the ancestors.
Right. Exactly.
So, yeah, so they can bless our Black Talk Radio. And that's all I wanted to say. Black Power.
Man. Thank you, Brother yeah. Karan. Black Power.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You said a lot.
You sure
yes,
did,
sir.
Because, you know, positive beliefs and comfort, it comes from the strength that's gained from meditation, prayer, religion, and all those things that Brother Karan just talked about, improving your spiritual health. And that's done by staying spiritually aligned. So he has a wonderful point there, because staying spiritually aligned goes into what you're talking about, Brother Sankofa, about your organs functioning happily. It has to do with all of that, being spiritually aligned, how you eat, and all of that, how you feel.
Exactly. I'm telling you from experience, because I felt terrible, you know, because I've never been that size before, just never, you know, and I was just being overwhelmed with trying to do so much work and trying to, you know, maintain family, home, and so many other things that, you know, I would just, you know, eat, you know, and that was my coping mechanism. So, you know, I had to come to a decision, you know. I wasn't feeling right. I just didn't feel myself, so I had to just, you know, ask the ancestors for some guidance, ask the ancestors for some guidance. And, you know, and it took place. So, you know, like right now, when I talk to y'all, I always got stage lit, you know, to keep, you know, to protect Brother Biko and to protect y'all as well, you know, and to give us strength because we have the power. We just have to connect and find a way to get our people to come on one accord. But let's be honest, some of us have to be eliminated, you know, and everybody can't be saved. It's just not going to happen. It's never happened. You can look in the annals of history. It was always a group of people that didn't want to be free, comfortable in their captivity, don't want to even smell freedom, don't know what it looks like, don't want to know what it tastes like, and you know, and they don't want anybody else to know either. So, you know, we have to deal with the reality of things. And when she was, when the sister was talking about the agriculture, you know, a suggestion would be to, you know, if we have these youth summer camps and have them have that part of their curriculum in summer camp, opposed to just having basketball, football camp. You know, they can still play sports, but that'll be a way to get them to learn agriculture. You know, because it's very important, because we have to learn how to cultivate our own land and grow our own food. And the golf course that she was talking about down on Harriet Tubman's land, it's a lot of land down there. And also, that would also be a great country club, you know, and you never know, we could have our own Black Masters or whatever, you know, and that's a major source of revenue, because we don't really have any golf courses that belong to us. Langston is just like a, you know, abandoned. It wasn't what it used to be. I'll just say that. So, you know, that's just a suggestion. You know, I'm just throwing something out there. You know.
Right. I really like the idea. I really do. That summer camp idea is something that I visited. Just pulling it all together, having to transport and getting the children on the bus and having the tents for them to camp out. They would really enjoy that, I think. And they would come back and talk to that about other children and talk to it with other parents. And maybe we can implement it, you know, get it in the school system, you know. And because I know when we were younger, we used to go to this camp called Camp Round Metal. It was like if you lived in D.C. and went to D.C. public schools, automatically you knew you were going to Camp Round Metal when you got to the sixth grade. Yeah. So let's, you know, propose it to the school system to have this camp, you know, it could be for a week, but just to give the children this experience, you know, or, you know, a hayride in the fall, you know, and things like that. Let's go back in time and bring it back. The things that we did or our ancestors did, we have to go back to come forward sometimes, you know, and teach these children. They're not only about the agriculture, but they'll be getting history, you know, and culture of what it used to be like, you know, to be out there planting your own foods and vegetables and things of that nature. And when we move on to the piece where we can incorporate animals on the land and things like that, how to feed the animals, care for them, and all of that. I mean, I think it'd be great. That could turn into a petting zoo or something for the young people, you know, to actually feed certain animals and teach them the foods that certain animals eat and things of that nature. So we have a lot of work to do, and we're ready. We're excited about it. You know, and all ideas are welcome. And like Sister Janae was saying, you know, the programs that she's implementing and studying about and trying to, the country club sounds like a winner to me. I really like the country club idea because, you know, we can't get in the other people's country clubs. They don't want us there. We don't want to be where we're not welcomed, you know, so we can create our own. You know, we can call it something else. It doesn't even have to be a country club, but we can come up with our own club. you know.
What I was thinking about was the Harriet Tubman Country Club.
And right.
Right.
Do,
you know, it's on Harriet Tubman land. If we, you know, whoever her ancestry is, I don't think they would mind if we did it in her honor. Because I was going to do the Harriet Tubman Gun Club for women, but you know, gun and
right.
archery club. But like I said, you know, the idea of having our own archery and artillery training camp is good. But if we turn it into a resort, that would be even better. You know what I'm saying? Where
like
you can bring your family. And, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
you can do the training in.
Well, Harriet Tubman's land is owned by a white man.
Well, we have
the
land,
the
birth land where her mother and father came off of. We know the lady that owned that land in Maryland, in Eastern Maryland.
Let's do this. Let's do this. Our brother and sister, for our vast listening audience, all of those that are in touch with us tonight, and then anywhere in the DMV, you're invited to Harriet Tubman land. On September the 8th, we'll be returning to the land. We'll be teaching you organic gardening and just giving you some access to the land, giving you a tour on the land, and we just hope that you will just get on board, Brother Sankofa. You go out and see the land, feel and touch it, eat the organic food. Man, I'm telling you, you never thirst again. We're stocking up on the vegetables and the produce that's there on the land. So, we're going to give everybody a chance to have that experience, and you're certainly our invited guest. When we go back to the land on September the 8th, and we'll be there about 9 or 10 in the morning, and it's right there on Eastern Shore. It ain't no long ways. But
yeah.
If it's 60 miles down the road, then and I'll jump over
right.
Sun, moon, and star. Yes, sir. And when I first went to the land, I was thinking it was somewhere long. And then brother and sister, you're just invited to the land. September, they get in touch with Sister Janae, Sister Sparkle, or myself. They're all over there. Everything on this network, like I said, damn near, is hooked up with the Facebook and just the whole nine yards. So anybody that's interested in going is going to find their way to the Harriet Tubman land. This is the name we put on it because right the property right adjacent is the Harriet Tubman property. But we're claiming this side as the Harriet Tubman land, just like we claimed the land on the plantation. Nat Turner land, this new Black Panther Party is hooked in strong at the Nat Turner land, you see.
Okay.
And we're hooked in again at Pocahontas. See, this is what they've been missing, brother, from Sankofa, this thing called Pocahontas Island. And every black man that has not been there, it's an impossibility to teach significant black history without having gone Pocahontas Island. It's right there in the city of Petersburg. We go always go to Atlanta, Charlotte, Durham, and Raleigh, and we're driving past a fantabulous portion of history is setting right there at Pocahontas Island. So we make it to these centers, and then we incorporate the new Black Panther Party with those people. They got an open door. They want somebody to come, cultivate the land, farm the land, get the benefits from the land, and then we can take a strong black stand when we stand on our own goddamn land, Black Power.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Black
Power.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Black Power.
Black
Power.
I
just wanted to take a second out to let everybody know that the T-shirts will be here. The free Biko T-shirts will be here tomorrow, no later than 7 p.m. So I will be sorting them out and counting them and all that good stuff. But if you want your free Biko T-shirts, please send $20 in to $77Bakers along with your size so we can get the T-shirts out to you. Again, that's $77Bakers for your free Biko T-shirts. They will be in stock tomorrow, no later than 7 p.m. Black Power.
You said 77 Bakers?
Yes, and the T-shirts
are
$20 a piece. We have size extra large, we have size extra large 2X and 3X.
because they shrink. So I did not get smalls and mediums and larges. Black Power.
Black Power. That's again, $77 Bakers, B cap, all cap letters, BAKERS, $77 Bakers. Everything flows through the New Black Panther Party at this point in time. Flows through the same $77 Bakers for the numerically pure at heart and all those willing to give and don't give till it hurts, but give until it helps. And always put your footnote in and know that every little bit helps. Let's keep that
right.
Movement. We're back at our guests at this point. Black Power?
Black Power, baby.
Okay. Well, we black at the guests or someone else. But y'all know I can rumble, so I can kick that thing and shake
well,
it up and down.
Rumbling.
Let's get ready to rumble. So, black people, as we go straight to our phone line, I saw our, well, he's my head of security, and I saw him online. Did he disappear, or did he press one? I saw Black Lightning online. He got by me that time. Let me hit with the 248 button. 248. Somebody call Black Lightning. If he has something to say, I'm going to get him right online. At 248-225, you're live on Black Power Radio. I'm getting this. Okay. 202, let me see if we can get it right. Let's try it again at 408. Try it one more time. 408-821, you're live on Black Power Radio.
Hey, what's up? What's up? How you doing? How you doing?
What up, cuz?
Black Power. Hey, you know, it's just... Yeah, well, you know, same old thing.
Give me your
different day,
you
know what I mean?
This is
Way Busy calling from California.
Oh, man, we're happy to have you on board tonight. And drop it like a sack. Tell me what's going on
yeah.
in Cali. And we're talking free to land tonight,
you know,
our land, 1,000 years before Columbus had the land. And we're just giving up too much. He's got our integrity in one pocket and the deed to our property in the other pocket. And he's running down Main Street with our, you understand, giving up too much. So talk black to us from California. Black Power?
Well, you know what I'm saying. Check it out, man. It's like this. It's knowledge is power, you know what I'm saying, when you know something, you know what I'm saying? Because when you open your mouth and you start spitting it out there, you know, you ain't just talking about what you think or how you feel. It ain't got nothing to do with none of that. It ain't got nothing to do with none of that. A lot of folks don't understand what time it is, you know, and so there's going to be a lot of flappy-lipped boys out there, girls too, you know. And I just sometimes I just tell these people, you know, look, I ain't trying to hear none of that because I listen, but I don't have to listen to all that stuff that comes out your mouth because that stuff goes in the dunghill, you know, and I ain't interested in all that, you know. So that's what people, they don't understand what they're doing, you know. They can't see themselves doing the way they're doing, you know, so. I know from the people that I ran into, and like Geronimo Pratt. This guy is smooth as silk. You know what I'm saying? This guy is like, the way he presents himself speaks. You know what I'm saying? So, I think it's about teaching.
Yes,
you know
yes,
what
sir.
I mean? I know it's about. I think it's about teaching. You know, just teaching. Teaching the right stuff, you know. Don't get crazy, but teach the right thing. Don't be messing around.
Listen, Callie, we right there where you are, beloved, because there's so much that there was. Teach the good teacher and teach that right back out to person. You see what I'm saying? When they go overboard with the footnote, they get stuck on the footnote. And we understand your sentiment. But all of those great leaders, man, you can take any one of them, beloved, and free our black people or free yourself from a certain form of enslavement or captivity. Whether you're talking, I mean, Fred Hampton, you're talking Huey P. Newton. Even if you're talking Angela Davis, still trying to free us. And free the Asada Shakur and help those people that need help in the black community with Marcus Messiah Garvey,
yeah.
We worked him good last night. Frederick Douglass still on the scene, cracking the whip on the opposition. When the slave master caught Frederick Douglass, whipped all the skin off the backside. Oh, my. Caught him again and whipped him. But on the last one, Fred and done the crossover setups and the jailhouse push-up. And Fred caught that whip in the midair and whipped the skin off the slave master. And then he took his freedom and managed his freedom with his own hands. Took his freedom from a no-good, vicious, low-down white man and managed that freedom in front of everybody. Everything. You look at the history. Everything the white man said to Frederick Douglass after he took his freedom, he turned it right on around. He put a riddle on it and flipped it around. He said, we'll give you some constitution. No, that's your constitution. And I have no basic rights that you are duty-bound to protect. First of all, you got to be right, Cracker. You're giving me a bill of rights. And you ain't never been right. He always said, you talking about thou shalt not kill old me. When you going to stop killing? And all of that. And then he said that you should avoid your exclusion, but have participation in your own black government. Black power?
Black power. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like to me. Sorry.
Go right ahead, sir.
I was just going to say, it sounds like to me that, like, what you're saying is, like, your past becomes your abilities, your credentials to do what you do. And you get to do what you do because that's what matters most to you. You understand, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. So, yeah. And
yes,
as long as you got
your
truth.
Self-determination and use your ancestors, they can free you. You can use Marcus Garvey just as clever as you can use Malcolm X. You can use Martin King.
Sure.
Just as groovy as you can use Ronald Dellums.
Don't forget Dr. King.
Mickey Leland, he's an ancestor. Use these men. These men had more courage, man. Come on. And they took their freedom.
Man.
They wasn't waiting no damn train from Washington. They took the goddamn freedom. Took the justice. Man,
you know, the people failed. Them folks failed to see what Dr. King was really. I mean, people knew what he was about, but you know, he was. Malcolm was like, you know, you turn the other cheek, Dr. King. You know what I'm saying? And I feel you. But at the same time, when you're teaching, like I said earlier, you know what I'm saying, when you're teaching, it's the truth in you, man. So and if that's what's getting slapped, it ain't you. So give them the other cheek. You know what I'm saying? Because they're gonna learn something. You got to be strong. You got to stand up and be strong. You can't be no weak person. You got to be like he was doing. He stood up there and did it like a man would do it, you know. But he did it humble.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. So see,
Cali out here.
One dimension. Like you said, they'll come and they'll be all King. They'll come and be all Malcolm. We needed both Malcolm and Martin. Because if you went all Malcolm, you still be a doctor, and what are you doing in medicine and psychology? You still be a lawyer, the greatest that ever did it. But the only problem, if you did it Malcolm without Martin, you'd have to go around the back of the McDevils or the McDonald's restaurant and say, hey, can I get a little fries? Go with that shake. You understand? In order to be sensibly balanced, the divine power of God sent us Malcolm and Martin, so be goddamn balanced at this hour. But black people don't know how to explain that. They are all Malcolm, all Martin. You see? That is just, and we got to get rid of the division on that somehow and get past it, you know, and mature up, man up, woman up, and understand completely Malcolm and understand completely Martin so you can walk a balanced
line. This whole
line
system.
Teach.
It's just sick. The system we in, man. The system that we in, man. They got us thinking this way, and like they got us all messed up. You know, they don't want you to be a free thinker. They want to control you. The banks have these ideas about, well, we got to figure out how you know. So everybody needs a home. Remember, everybody needs to get a home back then. You know, so that's how the banks, you know, they be doing these little things like this. And you know what? Sure, you want to settle down somewhere. But sometimes the sign says, get out of this area right here because this is going down right here, man. I don't care how high it looks. That's all BS up here, you know what I'm saying? All that BS up here, you know, you ain't trying to go up that way like that. No. You've been down here on the bottom, And now the stuff, that stuff that's been up there is coming down here, and see, you rising up above all that stuff. So, you know, you can't go wrong when you write. You know what I mean? People just have to learn. It takes time. It takes time. You know, you're the guys who are the forerunners. You're the forerunners in this whole thing that's going on, this movement. You know what I mean? And so you got to take that position with the future in mind. And you know, there's a bunch of people, man. We need more people. You know what I'm saying? It's like we lack people. We need more people to do this, to do the business. You understand?
Yes, sir, absolutely. That's a good teaching there that you drop, and you got to get seriously focused. It's just that the mind has been ADHD so hard, exposed to so many elements. It's hard to get the attention span focused enough. Like I said, just to make a simple trip to the land, or just to say, let's build one entity. Sister's telling you, let's build a country club for black men, a place to pamper black people so we can get away from it all for a minute so you can organize. You can't do this thing on your own, brother. Sister, you need every black man, every black woman, and every child you can get right at the wheel to help you drive and steer this thing. To drive and direct. I'm just here to inform you. And if you don't know, then now you know. Just let you upgrade you and let me update you. This is the time, brothers. This hour. The white man right now, he can't even help himself. Got his own insurrection. All the crackers run down there going to tear the building down to kill the goddamn vice president. That's what they objected, because he disobeyed a Donald Trump order not to count the goddamn electoral vote. Now I live right here and watch. I see these bastards every day. And I'm telling you, I'm giving you a straight update on it. Look how they flip. Ted Cruz of Texas flipped a cracker, right? Another one, Leslie Graham flipped. Mitch McConnell flipped. And within 2 weeks, they flipped back the other way. They said all the insurrection was wrong. It was a hell of a thing. Donald Trump gave them two hours behind the shower, and then they turned back again. So, dude, you have nothing for leadership. They can't even help themselves. There's no way that they can help the black man, woman, and child. Biden, Trump, all the Clinton, all them pedophiles and sex traffickers and perverted bastards is in the same camp with Prince Charles, Netanyahu. And that's right. Yes, you're right. All of them got COVID. The leaf, the Donald Trump lookalike. They got Boris Johnson. Working. These people can't help us, brothers and sisters. There's nothing they can do for us until we decide, Musa Abdullah Muhammad said, to go free for ourselves and do this and do for self. There's nothing in your way unless you call James Clyburn and Barack Obama might be standing in the way a little bit. But you can move them right out of the way. They want to take your votes and give it all to a white man. Why in the hell you take the goddamn black votes and use it for your goddamn self? Use the vote for you. Don't go in there. Academy Awards. Have your own awards, brother. Just enjoy yourself and keep it moving. We're not obligated to try to keep up with the Joneses, but when you do your own, then you have the respect and dignity of everybody there. As I was explaining to him yesterday, you take a little cotton we got growing over night tunnels, and you turn that cotton. Even if you take a little thread and sew it together yourself and make a lopsided, irregular suit, you would be more dignified than wearing a Ralph Lauren or a Sean John suit that came from China somewhere or came out of Donald Trump's shirt. You'd be more dignified with your own shirt, even though it looked a little raggedy. But he said, man, that man did for himself. That woman sold that dress with her own cotton, with her own material. And pretty soon, they're going to be making garments finer than Ralph Lauren, finer than Sean John. If you just stay with it and get focused, and stay focused. Learn your job. Yes, find your job, brothers. Get on your goddamn job. And Lil Boosie, you know I call him, everybody against Lil Boosie. I'm always fighting for the underdog. Lil Boosie said, get on your motherfucking job and hug your motherfucking nigga. You got to understand how this stuff works, brother and sister. Stop being so
simple.
I call Lil Boosie the prophet of the hip-hop generation. He's the prophet of the gangster rappers. And he's a prophet for the black revolution. I bear witness on it. You got to listen to what the guy's saying as to what you think he represents. And he's just telling the same story you tell him, but he's telling it his way. Same thing as Tupac Shakur or Snoop or anybody else. They still telling you what they saw. They're not telling you what Trump or Giuliani or Biden saw. They telling you what they saw. And that what they saw is just as important, deserve just as much dignity and respect and integrity as would anybody or anybody at the table, brother Sister. I learned from Wallace Mama. Say, look, you make your contribution equal to everybody on that round table. Make yourself that you are equal and just as good as anybody on that round table. And whatever you drop, you better drop it like it's hot, because you never get a second chance to make a first impression of Black Power.
Yeah, don't be selfish with your, you know, you got to take a time to be selfish, right? You know, everybody needs to do that for themselves, you know, so they can stop, because nobody else taking care of you, so you got to stop and take care of yourself, right? You know, and then you ain't going to be selfish with yourself, you know what I'm saying? You're doing it for them too, you know, it's like when you're manipulating somebody, right? You ain't just manipulating for yourself, because what the hell are you doing, you know? If you manipulate, you're going to manipulate with other people's best interests in your thought process, because you're spreading the wealth. You know, you're so wealthy, you got to give it away. You know what I'm saying? And so when you over there busy doing what you're doing, because you know how you do it, you know what I'm saying? You just get down to it, you know, and just give it away and everything, you know, and it's okay, right? Nobody's complaining. But if you get these people that complain about this and that because they don't understand what you're talking about, they may think you're talking shit, but you ain't talking shit. If you was listening to what I was saying, you'd be reflecting what I'd be projecting to your ass, stupid.
That's right, Joe, stupid.
You know? And so I'm just like, man, get with that shit. I ain't trying to hear that.
You have to take Black. You see, you have to take Black your freedom. Take your justice back from you. You just gave away too much that time. So now we can take it back. We're in a position to take it back. So we can Black it with our own Black military. No soldier in my camp is afraid of the opposition. In fact, when we go out, we go out. But we didn't come here to check the goddamn U.S. Army or to check the U.S. Navy or necessarily the National Guard, which we have had to back the National Guard down, especially during Katrina. Don't you know the people we were busted for stealing out of people's houses, their jewelry, guns, and cars, and television, were police officers. Some of those guys were police officers, and they were ashamed to say. And then we got them to the right authority over there on the land, the local authority. They said, well, that guy's a police officer. Yeah. Stealing out people, stealing their cars. People just don't know. Don't this guy come on the front line and say he a police, what Boots call him, a police or a police officer? Don't buy, don't feed into it that's a good guy, because he works for the department. No, it's a good guy because he put work in the Black community. We're talking Black community here. And we pull people out of the sewer line. And all of that. First responders in Katrina. And then various other ones. We hear Donald Duck Trump called the Cajun Navy. Those are Black Panthers on the front line, rescuing people in North Carolina, et cetera. Oh, hell no. This ain't our first rodeo. We're training emergency response. And sometimes the officers don't know, because he's not emergency response team trained. He just happened to be an officer, but may not have that training. You understand that, man, these guys, man, do you realize that 40% of those shootings, when I did the algorithm that made the database on these killings, that 40% of those killings were mental health situations or mental health patients? But the staggering statistic is the fact that 78.4% of those officers that have been involved in these shootings you see across the country, 78.4% of them are not even trained in mental health. They're not doing their job. They're judge, jury, and executioner, because they're told to get a health professional, a doctor, a nurse, or a therapist, or a counselor, a trained mental health counselor, has to be summoned to the scene. The officer's not trained to do these things, but they take it in their hands. And they kill you on overkill, brother and sister, because there is a stipend, or what you call an escrow account, that the white nationalists will pay them nearly $1 million and even plus in killers like Michael Brown. You see what I'm saying? And when Darren Wilson killed Michael Brown, we investigated it thoroughly. And when you asked Chief Jackson, the chief at that time in Ferguson, who killed Michael Brown, he never answered the question. He just started showing film strips of Michael Brown coming in and out of the store, appearing that he was stealing cigars. But when we investigated, we found that Michael Brown had worked it out with the store owner, which was an Arab, and he was selling weed in front of the store. So he could go in and get some cigars, go in and get, you know, a cold one or something, whatever he had to do, because he had an interest there, a business deal worked out in the hood. People don't understand these things. But it felt justified that Darren Wilson had killed the thief. That was in the white man's mind. But he actually executed a 17-year-old boy who was just walking around the neighborhood barefooted. Come on, brother and sister. You got to do some form of investigation to know how to manage against the opposition. He, as the Most High Elijah Muhammad said, is a master of deception, and he never ceases to attempt to deceive you. And we have to just be smarter than the deception and know our role, and Mary Barry would tell you, you know, he's talking about the white man, the Korean, and the Arab. And he said, and he talked fast, he said, no, they're not going to paint the wall. They're not going to paint the wall. They ain't going to paint the wall. Huh? And they ain't going to give you nothing decent to eat. He said they're going to set you up, and then they're going to try to kill you. That's what Mary Barry said. I was his security. So you all think about these things and what we have to do to get right. You just got to get focused and remain focused to do most of this work. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power.
Ma'am, so as we know, let me see, we're going to go pick up. Did Black Lightning come back? Somebody text me three or four ways, three or four days. Let's go down here and see if we can pick up my main man. At 301.
Black Power.
You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. And a strong black military. Black that goddamn call. Black Power?
Yes, sir. We hear the black to call. Oh, can we talk? Can we talk black?
Black Power.
Can we talk black?
You can talk black here.
Well, let's talk black. The Soul Patrol is on the prowl, and if we can't get them where they stand, let's get them where we stand. That's what I'm all about right now. I'm recruiting and black booting right where I'm at. Can we talk black? Black Power.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I heard you say Martin and Malcolm. Well, we know both. I taught by the best ever did it. You know what I'm saying? The Sheikh Imam Akbar himself, you know. Martin and Malcolm was killed by black and white devils. Genesis 3:15. I'm going to go back to it again. Genesis 3:15 said Adam's seed and the devil's seed would always be enemies. As long as that little bit of trickling blood is being accepted by our people, then I ain't giving no breaks. I ain't giving no breaks. I seen white devils, I seen black devils, I seen white angels. Since God done put me in a position where I have to slow down and walk through and take the Soul Patrol through, I'm seeing it all. I'm seeing black business owners right here. In West Virginia. I found me a little section of West Virginia called Lee Town. Lee Town is 90% black. Now, people keep on getting it twisted thinking that West Virginia is white, but they need to take a little trip down Lee Town. You know what I'm saying? And it takes money to get to the revolution unless you're going to fight it where you stand. I'm fighting it where I stand. But to get to the revolution, we definitely need black dollars and cents to be sent and have sense enough to send them black dollars to $ Black Power Radio. I mean, almost said $ Black Power Radio. I'm on a roll tonight. $77 Bakers, and that's capital letter, B-A-K-E-R-S, Bakers. And so I just wanted to say I encountered white devil and a black devil last night together, you know. So I call them both crackers. You know, I encountered the she-devil, the white she-devil, and I encountered the brainwashed Uncle let's not give Uncle Tom no bad rap. Let's kick it where it's supposed to be. Black Uncle Sambo standing there, ready to white the call for the white she devil. But he was about to find out. They call me Black Lightning for a reason, because I'm about to light him up with all kind of lightning bolts, and you already know the way I handle it. I'm gonna shock them, and then I'm gonna stock them. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, I'm keeping it real tonight. Can we talk black? Can y'all talk black to me? I don't want to give a speech or a dissertation tonight. I want to talk black to you.
Black power, black power.
I told them, I tell them white devils, and that white she devil, and that black Sambo that's going to white her call, that I can shock them and rock them, baby. Don't get it twisted. You know, they call me Black Lightning for a reason. I didn't realize that I had this much electricity in me, but like The Rock say, the most electrifying man in the black diaspora. So I don't want to dwell on them, but I will tell you like this. I told them that I've been taught by the best how to shut your ass down. And don't get it twisted. I'm a one-man walking a wrecking crew if we have to. And if we need to get the whole wrecking crew out there, oh, their asses is really going to get shut down then. I got a bunch of white homeless people and our people up here are actually homeowners and got jobs and got cars and got restaurants and got barbershops. And they, like I told the brother the other day, he got the barbershop. I said, now that's black power, you know. So when they see me coming now, that even the white folks is hitting me with black power. So I'm just saying, if they want to accept the gene, and maybe that's why they want that COVID-19 injection put in everybody, so that they can manipulate you with that 5G network and bring that white gene on up. No, let's just keep it real. Keep that real. They want to bring that devil gene to the up to the surface, where they can rule you instead of you doing your thing. I have no fear of any of these crackers, whether they black or white, and I have no love for any of them, wherever they stand. And they can get knocked down and pushed around if it come down to it. And I've been taught by the best how to shut your ass down. Ain't that right, Black Power? I've been taught by the best right here on the line.
What is the best
super
ever did it. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Damn right. Right, the best that ever did it, the best I've seen do it. You know what I'm saying? And we need to stop. We need to stop looking at each other and look at the enemy. We all need to get together, side by side, look forward at the enemy. Now, when that enemy gets sliced and diced, and I am the ear, nose, and throat man, when that enemy gets sliced and diced and shocked the hell out of, then we know who is standing with us, and we know who fell behind. We'll know who ran, like Harry Tubman said, and who's going to get on the Harry Tubman line to freedom. And freedom ain't cheap. Freedom is not cheap. What's the word I'm looking for, Chief? Free. Freedom ain't free. It costs us money to liberate our people. And if we don't have gas money to get to our people, well, goddamn it, I'm just going to free the people that's around me at the time. So, like I say, talk black to me. Talk black to me. Martin was killed by the white man, but he was set up by his own people. Malcolm, he's killed by his own people and set up by the white man. So let's not get it twisted. Enemy come in all shape, form, and sizes. And ain't got no gender either. Enemy want to come up and get all smooth with you and rub up beside you and say, what's up, baby? But, you know, that's just pimping in another degree, you know. So don't get it twisted for the pimping you see in me, you know what I'm saying? Because it's all about love with my people, because I'm not going to stand idly by and watch our children, our black children, and any children be misused and what's that, pedophiles by any of these white devils, even if they want to call themselves a brother. He's no brother to me. He's the other to me.
Black
so
power.
I'm just saying, I'm
black
talking
power.
Black tonight. I ain't going to hear no right. stuttering tonight.
Let's
because I'm
in.
Spitting it out. Black power.
Let's put one in for the team.
Yes, sir.
Our beloved brother, Abdul Shakur, you know him as sometimes Pierre, but the best that ever did in the field marshal work, we have to go give a memorial on, I think it's Wednesday, about 11
Wednesday
o'clock.
11 a.m.
Go ahead,
Wednesday.
Drop it like a top. Drop it like a top.
Yes, sir. It's so centrally located that all of our people should be able to get to it because it's right in the middle. If you're coming from this way or that way, it's right in the middle. And I'm going to drop it like it's hot. Let me get this address. Let me put this address out. It's I got it right here. It's in Norfolk. It's 11 a.m. At 1000 East Indian River Road in Norfolk, Virginia. And that's at Riverside Memorial Park. And we're going to say, well, before I say that, we never going to say goodbye. We just going to say we'll see you on the other side because black power don't die. We just multiply. And so, again, I'm gonna shoot it to y'all one more time for our brother, our beloved brother, Abdul Shakur, better known as Abdul Shakur. To some Pierre, and that's going to be at Riverside Memorial Park, 1000 East Indian River Road in Norfolk, 11 a.m. So, and when you say pour some out, some libation out for our homies that ain't here no more, I take a sip just so that I can pass the rest to my brother and make a circle. All the way around, because I know my brother ain't going to want no sip. You ain't going to pour him no sip and take the rest. No, I pour myself a sip and pour him the rest out. So let's keep it black. Let's keep it real and keep the dollars coming, because we do need to get down there and we do need to rent vehicles. And some of us ain't got no car, and we'll catch the train if we have to, but 70 a dollar sign, 77 Bakers, so we can get this train on the road. And not only that, when we go to the farm and we get the fruits and the vegetables and everything going, that take seeds, it take manpower, it take people power, and I'm not giving up no secrets. So we gonna get it going first. We're gonna let the world come in there and try to sabotage this, because not only is it farmland, like the super chief said, it's also a training ground. So don't walk in the middle of it when we start teaching our brothers and sisters how to drop dimes. And when I say drop dimes, I'm talking about target dime-sized targets at 50 to 100 yards. And if you got a high-power scope, it's going to be a mile out. If we still going to drop a dime, we're going to drop it like it's hot. I mean, super hot. So I'm just saying, talk black to me tonight, because this is the time for our people to stand up. This is the time. It ain't got no time for our people to be sitting down. If you can't give your heart, well, then give your dollars and if you ain't got no dollars, give your time and just give your heart. Give your heart. And I'm sure you got a heart. And how many of our people have looked down their nose at me once they find out that I'm all about black liberation. How many people have looked at me like, is it real? Is it real? Is it real? Well, I tell you what, let me put it like this. I can let you, that sound real? Black power. It's damn
black
real.
Power. And last
black
thing,
power.
On the following day, we got to be over at Stephen Biko's, and everybody needs to join in and free our brother from captivity. He's in on some trumped-up charges. It's impossible to commit an armed robbery if you're not armed. So we're just going to leave it there and try to get
And they don't.
Everybody
and they didn't want. They didn't.
Yeah,
they didn't want
power.
That brother. They that brother was too strong for them. So they did everything they can to try to stop that brother. They try to stop all of us. I'm just going to say they want to stop it from the top on down. But I'm going to tell you right now, when one fall, the other ones rise up. And we're not being taught to follow. We're being taught to lead. Right, brother? Right, big Black Panther, Black Power. And I'm so
Black
proud
Power.
To have – I'm so proud to be taught by this man and walk with this man. And he can look in my eyes and he know when the enemy arrives, I don't care who you are. You can be like we've encountered black devils that almost got the rock'em sock'em robot style, you know, because like you said, rock'em yep. sock'em robot, I'll knock your block off for black power. Because until
black power.
All
black power.
Of us are free – Come on,
none of us are free. None
of us
are free.
None of us are free.
None
of
us are free.
Can I get a boom shakalaka cracker?
Boom
shakalaka
cracker.
Boom
shakalaka
cracker.
Black
power.
Black
power.
Black power. Thank you, Black Lightning. Back to our panels, I believe, right now. If we still have them on board, I know Janae is right there, but go ahead. Black power. Black power.
Black Power, I'm here. I was just doing some research. That's all.
Listening
to the conversation. Basically, we just gotta get it organized. We gotta get more discipline. Some things have been developing. People are really just stepping up in the Black Power movement into leadership position in roles that they may not. Nobody's really taking the initiative to appoint them to those type of roles, but they see that there's a need for it out here. And I appreciate those real leaders that are coming forward and willing to resolve a lot of these issues we have within the party. Because nobody, the last thing we need is dissension and distraction. Just people just creating issues when we could be focusing on other things. Like the last 6 months have been just terrible, you know. It's damaging to a lot of people's reputations. A lot of people are hurt. A lot of people are disenfranchised by what's going on. But there was a lot of us that are still out here holding the line, such as Black Lightning and yourself, National Chairman, and Sister Sparkle, who I had to put on a pedestal and let her take my lead, my position over. And I did that for a specific reason. You know, like everybody's not cut out for frontline work. But then when it's time for them to step up to the plate, they can do it. They can handle it because they're familiar with it. So this is a process, and we got to get back to it. We got to get back to that manual process of training people and recruiting them and vetting them and preparing them for that next level in the revolution, you know. I didn't start out knowing anything about the revolution or Dr. Collins or anything like that. I was just glad to be around some Black Panthers, some real men and women that was out here fighting for freedom of death, you know, even though I didn't fully understand what it means. But when I, you know, as you become seasoned, it feels like I've been doing this for my whole life. But, you know, but it's everything I've learned in life, I can apply that to the revolution right now where we are at this moment. Every skill is needed. Every ounce of information, everything you studied in school, everything you used to do that you don't do no more, you need to use that. Black power, you with me with that? We need
those skilled people to combat issues
of revolution, and we need them to take leadership roles. You know, don't just sit back and watch shit happen. You know what I'm saying? Because it happens to all of us. We're just falling apart because leaders are not stepping up, and leaders are not being held accountable for their actions and things like that. So we really have to come together and resolve some of these issues. You know, like I said, I'm not trying to go back and right nobody's wrong. I'm right here right now, and I'm standing on my square, and I'm willing to work with anybody that's willing to work with me, regardless of where you started out or where you are now. It doesn't matter. We have got to build something sustainable for our people and our families. And if we don't do this, we can kiss our black sweet asses goodbye and just go on, you know. And that's where I am, and that's my stance, and I stand on the word and the principle of the Most High God, knowing that we're doing the right thing over on this side. We're going to continue to do the right thing and be right and righteous by our people because it's necessary. Black power.
Black power.
Black power, queen. Black power.
No determination, like self-determination. Black power. Go ahead.
Black power.
Black power. Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to piggyback off of what Brother Dynamite was saying about Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. And I just wanted to add that we must keep in mind that COINTELPRO has always been front and center with our organizations, our black revolutionaries, or anybody they feel is a threat that can bring our people together. Just like the blackmail letter that was sent to Martin Luther King. I mean, it was a suicide letter, excuse me. That was a part of FBI's COINTELPRO operation. I can't speak tonight and last night either. And then we have Malcolm X. He was one of the many activists that was targeted also by the FBI. And then with Father Bush administration, with Nelson Mandela, you know. So we have to understand that COINTELPRO was alive then. COINTELPRO is still alive now. And not leaving out our great original Black Panther Party, who they targeted, and how the police department in Chicago and the FBI was involved in the death of Fred Hampton, who his birthday is this month, August the 30th, who we can't forget. But that's always been the issue and will always be the issue as our people, as we try to move forward and as we are going to move forward, we have to keep in mind that COINTELPRO is still alive. And certain people, our people, will sell us out and take that money because they can be bought. A lot of, and you know, that's another thing that irritates me personally is people that can be bought. I really don't like people like that around me, period. But be careful of the person that can be bought for a dollar. Trust me. Now, back to the land, I wanted to say that, Sister Janae, I was thinking that maybe we could take a look at spirituality, like the spiritual retreats for like yoga and things like that, meditation and things like that. We could put that in our plan as well. What do you think?
Yes, definitely. That's definitely something that I'm researching right now. One thing I'm doing is scanning the area for the different country clubs that are out here, and I want us to go and take a look if they allow us. I don't know, it's COVID or whatever. But go and take a look or call them and see what type of amenities they have. And whatever they don't have, we need to be offering. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
We need to have it. We need to be able to compete with these other country clubs to bring the attraction to us, you know, and basically there are no black-owned country clubs in this way. You know, the ones that they had, they shut down or they barely holding on. And I think it's one in New Jersey somewhere that I read about. But they have some older country clubs that were, you know, before segregation, that was the only place black people could go. And we really need to get back into that. We say we don't have nothing, we don't do that, but we don't support each other enough, you know. And that's what we have to keep doing is reaching out and getting the interest, sparking the interest, you know. And don't get interested for a little while and then say, oh, well, that's not going to work. You got to invest. That's why we have the proposal where we have a membership package. You can get it on different levels of what you can afford. That's the best thing I like about the Black Sustainability Coalition. They don't ask for a set number or for their membership. If you can afford $10 a month, then put $10 a month in. If you can afford $20 a month, put $20 a month in. If you can do $500 a month, and put $500 a month in. That way you're not breaking the bank trying to keep up with a membership that you can't necessarily afford to do, but you still are a full-fledged member. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's what we need to get in the habit of, and that's why this these grassroots organizations like the Black Sustainability Coalition is able to help others, because they do not press people out in the beginning for a set fee. You know what I'm saying? And these are all business professionals that are offering money and crowdsourcing to people like ourselves that have projects that they need funding for, but they don't necessarily want to get government grants. You know, and they don't necessarily want to have a government-funded project or government-contracted projects and things like that, because we know that what comes along with it is their regulations and their stipulations, you know.
Exactly.
So, you know what I mean? So we really got to research, and, I mean, it's hard work, but I'm looking at it like now I got time. You know, if I have to be up 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning doing research, then that's what it's going to take for us to get there, you know. And it just the mere idea, it just came to me overnight, you know, like, okay, we have good ideas, but we got to be concentrating on the entire family, not just the individuals.
Right.
Everybody don't want to be a militia. You know, some people can't go on these trips out of town because they don't have nowhere for their family to stay. So we got to be able to provide a Airbnb or a bed and breakfast. I mean, the way that I'm looking at it is like, you know, we don't have to have one big facility. We can do the tiny houses. You understand what I'm saying? We can start out with the tiny houses and have people, you know, invest in them. And you come and stay on the weekends and pick on the farm or just get out there and relax and have a good time, go fishing, you know, swim in the lake, whatever. We have all that opportunities out there on that land. So, you know, some people just want to get away from the city. And being that it's so close to D.C., it's a gold mine. You know, an hour away from D.C., you mean to say that I can go to the wilderness and camp out and see the stars and get away from the air ambulances and gunfire? You know what I'm saying? I jump on that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that opportunity just for a weekend. That one day did me wonders. Just one day.
You
know,
it was
one
just
day.
Stepping foot on that land was just so relaxing.
One day.
Just to, like
one
you
day
said, to be
peace.
Away from the city.
It was
wonderful.
Fresh air. And it was just like, oh, wow. You know what I mean? And I'm from the South, so I'm used to country, like, as rural as you can get. But just to go back to it and experience it, it was beautiful. And I just want everybody to understand that we're trying to provide healing for our people as well and sustainability, because we need to get back to the land. And we need to get back to Mother Nature, you know.
Black Power, our land.
Our land.
Come on, Black Power, Black Power.
Yes, sir.
Black Power.
We have done it again, produced a episode of Black Power Radio. And we got Fred and our beloved brother, Sankofa to give their closing. Just before the closing, I'm going to bring Fred and allow our beloved brother Sankofa to close. You with us, Sankofa, or do you need to go first?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Take your time.
Okay, we're on a cruise. We want to thank our beloved brother the comrade brother Sankofa, for sacrificing from his time, his family, and all the things that I know he's doing at this time. But he chose to be here with us on Black Power Radio. So we can never thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the island of the Most High God, enough for this brother willing to sacrifice and give his all to us here at Black Power Radio and help to reorganize and restructure and then team up with the new Black Panther Party to be much more productive in all that we're doing. But we're going to reach out here to Cali real quick before Sankofa closes. We're going to bring it up 707 to 805. Fred is on that west side in Oaktown, in Oakland, California. Talk black to us if you're ready in there with us. Black Power?
All right, y'all. How y'all doing? The new Black Panthers out there, D.C. and everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Renee, how you doing tonight, girl? I heard you on the radio. You doing sound good?
I'm doing good. Black Power, bro.
All right. God bless you. Bless you and keep doing the good work because I'll be coming out there real soon. But listen, I'm going to tell you, I've been doing a good show every Monday night and Sunday night. But I'm going to tell y'all, people got to listen to us. They can't stand the white man. The white man is trying to kill us with these vaccines, you know. But listen, I'm going to tell you, I warm my beef every single day out here in the Cali. But listen, I got something for you again in the next couple of weeks. But listen, that don't mean that because I'm with Oscar all the time. I'm going to send him anything in my pocket every day when I get a chance to because that's my main man. But see, I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm getting tired of somebody saying this and that, this and that. We got to tell these people, stick by us, and we're going to get justice for people. Because I'm getting tired of the young kids dying every day out here with the police. You know what I mean? And it's terrible. And yes. Renee, you know what I'm talking about. People just tripping, you know what I mean? But listen, I'm out here seeing the thing go down every day. And I talked to Osborne about it. He said, you're doing a good job, Freddie Fred. So I'm going to take you back to Osborne at Black Power Radio.
Black Power. Black
Power.
Thank you.
And Black Power.
Black Power.
Thank you.
Black Power.
That's our beloved Fred is Fred from that west side, and he is always with us here at Black Power Radio. He's one of the strongest supporters of Black Power Radio. And don't forget to send your $ 77 Bakers on in. Donate to the show. You get more of what you listen to your radio for and what you listen to your radio for. So we're just happy to be at Black Power Radio, bring just another episode. And we have the most informative radio talk show on the Internet, your smartphone, your dumb phone, your Android. And, of course, if you happen to have a paranoid phone, then we're the best that ever did it. So keep it strong and black as we bring out the love guest and allow him to close. Brother Sankofa, go ahead and take it to one. Black Power.
Black Power, brother. One thing I want to say is that You're never bugging me or anything like that, man. I'm willing to work with y'all to, you know, we all are, our whole organization is willing to work with y'all to the fullest extent, man. So it's never a boring moment dealing with like minds, man. Not for me, and based on, you know, where I guess I can say where we all come from, you know, to where we are today. So. But I've been trying to purchase a van and also four little small sections of the city where our children can get a hot breakfast in the morning and also dinner in the evening and a place of solitude where they can do their homework. And then we may allow them to play certain games and stuff before they go home because especially we target the Lincoln Heights area, primarily Marvin Gaye Park and stuff. That's where we're primarily at. And a lot of these children, man, for dinner, they have, you know, a bag of sunflower seeds and Arizona iced tea and stay in front of the PlayStation to the wee hours of the morning because of the activities that their parents are engaged and struggling with. So, you know, we want to try to give these children some hope from the gate, you know, and let them know that, you know, we love them. We're with them because our future is destroying our future at this place, at this time where we're at now. When we say the children are the future, but the children are destroying the children. So we want to do something concrete because we're known in those areas, you know.
And, yes, sir. And, yes, sir. I see you there for the city line, brother. City
yes,
line.
Yes, man. And we all just work together, I don't care who's standing in front of the line with the sword. Long as I'm in line, long as I am a part, man, long as I am a participant in our liberation, so when my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren read about me and knowing I was put off of YouTube and standing up for people and leaving legacy, you know, that, you know, my work will be completed, man, because once again, man, a lot of people our age, man, it's, you know, some of them are just too far gone in condition where, you know, like I said, they don't want to even know what freedom even feels like. So, you know, and long as the Redskin game is on, you know, long as the Maryland Live is open, you know, long as, you know, you know, they trapping and engaging in alcohol and drugs and thinking that's, you know, trying to find a solution through that, you know, and still talking about Lorton and on the bus nodding with a sports section folded under their arms, you know.
Yes, sir.
We're in some serious situations, so that's why I target the youth, but personally, we have personally buried, you know, over 19 youths. Nine were my clients. And it's time for some changes. So once again, I really enjoy building with y'all, you know, coming up with some strategies where we can, you know, make the ancestors proud of us first and foremost. And stand up, man, and be counted, and allow these children give them a shot at hope, man.
Right, brother. I can feel your pain, brother.
You know, as a matter of fact, I didn't want to mention, but my cousin, he recently was murdered, 66 years old, a bus driver, somewhere in the Independence area. Independence Avenue area. So Friday night we're doing a vigil there, and Saturday is supposed to be his memorial service. So from there I'm going to the rally, you know.
Yes,
and,
sir.
You know, the work never stops, man. The work never stops. That's why I respect Janet and Steve and Brother Vico, man, because I know how it is to be separated, you know, from your other half, from that other piece, man, and be held behind enemy lines, man. You know, especially when you haven't done anything, man. You know, we got to do whatever we can to get. You know, that brother's too powerful to be sitting in a cage. You know,
we gotta find some type of way, man.
You know, that I won't even discuss. You know, not even on the radio. We have to be secluded. You know, we have to be in seclusion to discuss strategies, man. And it's all going to work out, though. It's all going to work, man. Just, you know, things may seem hard. It may seem like it's a worthless effort, you know, but any effort beats no effort, you know, and you know, we just got to learn how to throw this rock properly. Because every dog screams when they hit. We got to learn how to hit this cracker, man. And, you know, because there's no formal way of going to war, man. There's no the N-word and, you know, there's no formality in war, man. You know, and we have to have people in all aspects, you know. And what disturbs me, man, there is twice as many of these goddesses, that are frontline soldiers in these brothers, man. The coward level of black males and beta males in this country, man, is astronomical, man.
You know,
we got to teach them how to stand up and stand erect, man, and be counted for. Back into the homes. Get back into the homes. Clean yourself up. Dust yourself off, man. Because they're all the warriors, man. Just misguided, misdirected warriors, man. You know, so, you know, it's intense. You know, I'm an intense brother, man. And usually, man, just to, well, I'm going to tell you, man, I'm giving a very, very formal version of things on this radio, you know. But, man,
right.
You know,
that's
nothing
right.
But love for y'all, man. Nothing but love for y'all, man. I'm proud of y'all, man. Y'all represent the ancestors, man. And you know, don't think people, it may be 5 or 6 people that may have called in, man, but it's probably 400 or 500 that may be listening, man, because they can feel the energy through the airways and through the universe, man. So it's not going unnoticed and unrecognized, man. We just got to keep pushing, man. Keep pushing, man.
No question, brother. That's real talk. Thank you, brother, comrade, brother Sankofa, man, for sacrificing and being with us and then taking us to the next level, what you have done. And we got to get out there right in the midst of things and grind and know that there's no good effort has been going rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High God. In your sincerity where God reaches us, and that's where we reach God, is in our sincerity, and so we can step up to gain our blessing. When it says, Tanazalu mala ikatu waruhu fiha bi ifne rabbihim mikuli ama. And that's on every Father they send those angels to deliver these blessings. The only reason you ain't delivered your blessing is to spend you from your deeds. Landing on you and completing their delivery. And I'm just here to say with you, brother, that if we bear witness together and work together, we will be successful in all of our endeavors. And we got the Most High God, and we got His righteous servants with us, and we're just going to do the work and pray to Almighty God will continue to bless us.
That's right. Let me say this. Let me just say this for all of you. For the new Black Panther Party and the D.C. chapter specifically, the new Black Panther Party in general, you all have my permission to have all access to all of our resources, all of our help, anything that we can do to join in and work together. You have my divine permission, man. You have, you know, any paperwork, any help, any treatment, any counseling, anything, y'all have total access to this organization. Total.
Yes, sir. Likewise.
Well, I really appreciate it, brother, because when I was reaching out to you to collaborate with your organization, I was really moved by the work that you do with your wife, because she cooks all the food. This brother Sankofa, receives no money from the government at all. His operation is strictly ran by him and his wife and his other workers. He do not receive any money from anybody. He's built this organization up to where it is to help the people with so many different things, and it's needed, because a lot of times people don't understand that mental illness and substance abuse is linked together. And we have this stigma still in our community that seeking help is cowardly, or seeking help makes you crazy. It doesn't. It makes you better. It makes you have someone that you can talk to. Sometimes you need to talk to someone else besides a family member who may be triggering to your current situation. And so these services offered by Brother Sankofa is full of people that understand this and are experts on how to get through to people and act as that liaison between the clinicians
and the patient as counselors and so on and so forth. So I'm going to get a listing of your information and your services, Brother Sankofa, and I'm going to post it online. Sister Janae will have it, being the chairwoman of the D.C. chapter, and we will also put it in our subcommittee of the New Black Panther Party. And thank you again so much. We really appreciate you. Black power.
Yes. Black power. Anytime.
Brother, we just can't thank you enough for sharing with us and bringing that heavy load, all that spirituality that you dumped over the last couple, two, 3 hours. But the last piece of drop is a jewel that I hope we all digest that and use the resources and leave our doors of our homes, our phone lines, our radio is on welcome hinges to all the Sankofa Network. And we just appreciate you so much. And likewise, brothers around town, worked and been trained by Pete Jackson and Tyrone Parker and Rico Rush. I know you know those names.
Yes.
Brother Gerard that passed. I still cry tears for Gerard after all these years. And,
yes, that was my name.
It ain't but one thing we're doing, brother, is helping out people. And if you hear from me, you hear from Tyrone. If I hear from you, I'm hearing from Tyrone. You hear from Tyrone, I'm hearing from you. Because we're on one tight to help us all get up together. And Stephen Wonder, the blinds are black, but he said, man, the heaven will have to come down and help us all. My.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Well, someone will say amen and hallelujah and boom, jack-a-lack-a cracker tonight.
That's right.
On Black Power Radio.
Black Power.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Black Power.
I could just write the whole book. I could write page after page after page. Janae's work right here in the community, not on Mars, not out in San Francisco, wasn't up in New York, wasn't down South Carolina, but right here in D.C., right in Southeast,
yeah.
Right on Staten Road, right in the heart of Malcolm X, and right here where the help was. She giving help with the need right at Union Station and walking to the homeless tents at midnight, taking a meal, because one person needs a meal up there some kind of way. Lord have mercy, somebody help me. Say hallelujah for Sister Janae and her family. And now her husband is we got to go free a man and help our brother Stephen Biko Muhammad and help him to get back on his square. Because he was standing on his square and it was just some deviance. But God had put this test here for all of us to become more focused and stronger on the mission of Black Power.
Black power.
The result was all stronger revolution. Black power. And anyone had
black
any last remark before we brought Marvin Gaye? Yes, he's sitting on top of that Marvin Gaye thing right there that's going to chime in here. So we're just trying to see, is there anything that somebody left out? It might have had on their heart or, you know what I mean? It might have been tucked in the closet. It just brought it out to pick a look. But you just had to say that before we close tonight. Was anybody else?
Yeah, embrace that
yes,
sister.
Yes, Brother Dynamite wants to be
there. Where is he? Anybody seen Dynamite? See, my Black Lightning tonight. Black Power Lightning. Hit it and
Black
quick,
Power.
Brother. Black Power.
Black Power. I'm going to put it in quick. I'm going to drop it like a hot. And I'm going to put Lil Boozy behind me. I just want to say to our brother, Abdul Shakur, we love you. And I want to say, we love all of our brothers and sisters. And if you was with me on the line then, you'll be with me on the line the next time. And I wanted one last thing is, in the words of Malcolm X, when Malcolm X was in Mecca, and he said, do you see any niggas? Black power. Ain't no niggas up in here. Ain't nothing but black
That's
power
right.
up in here.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power. That's all.
Black power. Thank you, Black Light. Any other hands go up before we hit the Marvin Gaye button? Was there any more? We saw one more.
Just one more thing. We're going to do a balloon release for Brother Abdul Shakur after the funeral. So we might be doing it Friday or Sunday, whichever one's convenient.
Go ahead.
But we're going to do a balloon release at Anacostia Park. Here in D.C.
for those that didn't get to go to Norfolk. So we'll get together and have a little picnic at the Anacostia Park this weekend, maybe Sunday evening.
We look
how
forward
that sounds.
Guaranteed all to be there.
That sounds like a winner.
Stop here and say it on Black Power Radio. And that's wonderful, Sister Janae. Our brother Abdul Shakur, again, a multi-talented individual, a totally 100% dedicated Panther, never did anything else but steady on his philosophy, on his religion. He was becoming an imam. A lot of people didn't know that. And there were many others working with him. And he was Panther dedicated. He was made Panther. He was born Panther. Just to be honest, I'm giving it to you straight. He was actually one of the few of us that was born Panther, went to the Panther school as a baby boy. This is all Panther y'all talking here. So look at the pictures and things that you'll see all type of manifestations of the Panther, of a multi-talented man that God blessed tremendously. See, that one more came in from the 757. I don't know if you had something. Did you have something you wanted to drop before? 757-418 before Marvin Gaye. Talk Black to us at 757.
Black power, everyone. I'm just
Black
actually
power.
Listening. I'm at work right now, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak. And yes, I want to acknowledge our late brother, Abdul Shakur, and give my condolences to his family. I look forward into it. Being in attendance at his funeral on Wednesday and to represent the Black movement, and hopefully the family will allow some of the participants to express some kind words and what we know about our brother Shakur. I just remember his spirit of being so high and compassionate for our people, as well as for the love of every Conrad. There was never any discord is or praise of how he feels and how he saw our revolution as being strong and continuing the work of our ancestors, and his love for the Black women in the world, and his mother who had raised him. And I had the opportunity to hear his powerful poem, and I pray that we be able to hear his poem again or to actually see him on video citing his own poetic words that he had been gifted with. And I believe the topic is Whose Land Is It? I'm not quite sure. But, of course, this is our land, and if we had the opportunity to look at Dr. Khalid Muhammad, we would see that he had a great speech about how can anybody discover a land where people existed. And it wasn't the white Indians. It were us, the Black Indians. We were the original. We are the original. And this is our land. And you can see that in the poetic words that our brother Shakur speaks about. And I'm just honored to actually meet him and to be a witness to his revolutionary work on Facebook, on social media, and in person. And he's going to be greatly missed, but he will never be forgotten. And we definitely have to continue fighting and show the opposition that we're not going to give up on our land. So when people talk about going back to Africa, okay, we need to look at the fact that America was part of Africa. It was one big whole continent before it divided. And when they talk that rhetoric, they need to talk about who the original people is, which they keep continuously denying, and that is us, Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power, we thank
yes.
you so much
Black Power.
Being with us tonight on Black Power Radio. That's it, and everyone that checked in, everybody is now checking out, and stay strong, focused, and committed, and we pray that Almighty God will continue to bless you and all that you do, and all that you've said tonight, everybody here knows good and well, and Marvin Gaye is the one that said it best. Assalamu alaikum, and Black Power.
Got away, when we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, COINTELPRO. Don't he open any letters, hit this with the COINTELPRO. Whips and chains, sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just stripped to blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence is the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. See, terror breeds terror. Just drop bombs, some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now, whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in L.A. Fed kids on the schools with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to spell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines, but I don't wanna talk right now.
Took another bullet to my heart right now. Blood red, fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's on right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but she'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but she'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but she'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but she'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air and the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies, they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The Indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 got, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna sign and touch us. About the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
We'll be right back.
devil's door. Thank God I brought a helmet. The average American male skeleton shatters in my hand like stale blunts. Greatest tale ever told is a tale you could only live to tell once. Narcissistic and myself lust, and we wonder why Lord don't help us. Swerving on my way to hell drunk. All I'm seeing is a weak leader with some good slaves. That's a strong back with a frail front. Hell Trump. Snipe his ass from 1,000 feet with a nail gun. And his wifey too, I don't know the dame. She don't get the hunch, get a bell rung. The tallest human is the smallest giant. This what happens when you starve a lion. Before the battle, all is calm and silent. Cause a riot, crumbles all the walls in Zion. Wet your shirt, barrel spinning like the laundry drying. My inner light could charge a large appliance without all the wires. When I met the alchemist, I called him science. Through the order rhyming, I'm a child predator, not a pedophile. I'm the alien offspring of a predator. Father traveled by walk speed through the nebula. Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity, see that potter's a beam of light. That only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shell and ACID, so I sold them lysergic disalamine. I decide what cryptic data mean. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. Am I monster or a moon star? Old spirit in a new body, you're an old nigga in a used car. In the old earth is the new Mars. Girls sinning, sinning girls get to sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged, trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge yard. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh my baby, is that a pussy or an open purse? Told the nurse, check my throat on first. While you down there, make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I talked the wall. Made my Marcus Garvey poster smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
Miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you. things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Together, gonna polish up.